Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
And Richard, I can barely say good morning because it is late. It's 11:18.
I thought you were going to say you couldn't say good morning because it wasn't.
Oh, well, is adequate morning.
Fairly good morning to you.
Fairly good morning.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's almost
That's
not
right,
morning.
It's almost noon. Right?
Yeah.
No, 11:30.
Yeah, it's 11:15 or 11:20 now. So, yeah, it's later in the day because we're getting a late start.
Right.
Well, at least with the podcast. Because we both had quite a morning. You had a morning that was full of fun and excitement, and I had a presentation
to do last night at a school. I did a presentation to school last night, which changes the schedule.
Yeah.
When I get home much later, eat much later, you know, want to spend time with the kids and all that stuff. Threw me off enough that I slept in a little bit later this morning.
Which is something
I never do.
You never do.
Right.
You never do.
Don't use an alarm clock, but I'm up early. And today, fortunately, my daughter didn't have to go to first period this morning, so she was okay with getting up an hour late. So
yeah.
Anyway.
But it fits in nice because I was, as I got here and was kind of putting some things together for the podcast and thinking about things and looking forward to the morning that I had planned, I was thinking, you know, we need to talk about how do you recover from a morning that doesn't go as planned.
Well, and your computers all had to be right? I mean, you get the first thing you had to do is you had to redo all of your computers.
Oh my gosh, right? The computers, I didn't know you were going to mention that, but yes, my computers were just...
Well, that threw your morning off. So
completely.
Mine was thrown off by one thing, yours was thrown... And here we are thinking, today we're going to talk about this kind of a topic anyway.
Yeah.
So things sort of coalesce this morning.
You know, it just works out that way sometimes.
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about how to turn your day around when, you know, you have your morning routine, you have your schedule, you do the same thing every day,
mm-hmm.
and then something happens, just something that's usually outside of your control, usually something that you weren't paying attention to or didn't anticipate.
Right.
Changes everything.
Right.
Yeah.
And it happens because you and I are since we opened our practice, are on a pretty tight schedule.
Right.
We're doing a lot of things, a lot of different people involved. We're on very tight schedules.
Mm-hmm.
When that gets thrown off, and it can be because there's so many moving parts, it can be thrown off pretty easily.
Yeah. Okay? It doesn't take much.
Right. So what do you do when we're on this tight, like you and I like to do a podcast by 6:30 every morning.
Right.
Okay. And this morning, because of two completely unrelated changes, we weren't able to do that.
Right.
Starts to change the entire day.
Right.
Could ruin your day.
Right.
But
you have to reset.
Right.
You have to reset is
the main issue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when that happens, and it is bound to happen, as you said, it's bound to happen. When it does, you just have to recognize it and say, you know what? Let's get back to where we can get back to as close to our regular schedule and routine as possible.
That's right. You have to reset, but it begins with, I am not going to let you have to make the decision up front, I'm not going to let this ruin my day.
Right.
There is a solution for everything.
Right.
Okay. And if you stay calm, and if you don't let your emotions take over, and you say, okay, I'm going to reset, I know I can handle whatever needs to be handled. I know that people will be understanding. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to let my emotions take over.
Yeah.
That's when you start banging away your spouse, your kids, the dog, you know, the car. You start slamming doors, throwing things around. You can't let your emotions take over. That's decision number one.
Yep. And you know, this the wrench can be thrown in at any point. You know, like I woke up fine this morning. I woke up, I had a song in my mind. I was, you know, kind of feeling good, got in the car on my way here, but as I'm getting out of the Jeep, like I dropped my bag, and I'm like,
my
bag. I'm like that. What's going on? And it's like, oh, what? And then it's just like a little bit there, and then I get in and I turn the computers on, and then they're not working, and you know, you can just feel that frustration just starting to grow, and you're absolutely right. At that point, when you start feeling that, you have to make a decision right then.
That's
you
right.
Know, am I going to allow this to affect me, or am I going to do what I can to turn it around? And so, in my attempts to turn it around, you know, as you came in a little bit later than typical, you know, I started out with my little morning jab at you. So we can laugh a little bit.
That put you in a better mood.
It did.
Yeah, picking on the infirm.
I thought that you were going to say infirm. but no, it really gets, because we start laughing and then that starts getting us feeling back to normal again.
Right.
And it takes sometimes that conscious decision to do that.
Right. When I got up this morning, normally I get up, I shower, I iron my clothes, you know, so I was like, well, okay, so today I couldn't iron. I mean, something had to change.
Right.
And I think of, I marvel at ship commanders, captains of battleships or submarines, and I think, how would I... You know, you're sailing along the ocean, and all of a sudden, people start shooting bombs and shells at you. Okay, and you're thinking, it's one thing to handle a ship; it's another thing when bullets, or bombs are coming at you.
Yeah, big
shell. And I'm thinking, how do those ship commanders stay calm? And because here they are, responsible for hundreds or maybe thousands of people.
Right.
They have airplanes to launch. They have guns to load. All this stuff has to be done. How do you hold yourself together?
Right.
Under those circumstances.
It's okay. Impressive.
So what we're doing is minuscule by comparison, meaningless by comparison. You know, I don't iron my clothes this morning. It's not like being shot at. And so how do you hold yourself together so that you can salvage the day, so that the day doesn't completely fall apart first thing in the morning?
Right.
Because it could. It could affect your entire day.
Absolutely. So, again, the first thing is really just focusing and recognizing that it's happening. And then... make that deliberate decision to shift back and do something to break that negative cycle that's trying to get started.
That's trying to take over.
Right.
Right.
Another really important thing to do is to get back to your schedule. You know, you have these things early on that affect how you're going with your schedule, probably the beginning of your schedule. Mm-hmm. And so it's critical that as soon as you can, you get back to your schedule, back to your routine where you feel comfortable, where you feel adequate, and that you can stay focused for the rest of the day.
And that's what I had to do this morning. I said, I have to get as close to my regular departure time. So I could have gone through my regular routine and I would have been at least an hour late.
Mm-hmm.
This way I did everything and I was about 15 minutes late.
Well,
so I was close enough to my regular schedule that we were able to salvage it.
Right. And that's why we pushed the podcast off, because you had some other obligations this morning and I had some other obligations this morning that had we been on schedule, it would have all worked fine.
Right.
But because we were both running a little bit behind, we had to adjust things so that we could keep as much of our schedule intact as possible.
Right.
Now we're throwing this in, doing this recording prior to you now heading out to go to the university to teach.
But it only took that single adjustment. See, it didn't have to wreck the entire day. When we sat down and looked at the whole day, it really only meant one simple decision to salvage the entire day.
And that's usually what it is.
That's
usually just one little thing that you can adjust, and it kind of can put everything... put the ship back right again.
Right.
So you're facing in the right direction and moving in a positive way.
But you begin with, I'm going to reset.
Right.
I'm not going to let the emotional part of this take over.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to reset, get back. And I think the second thing is get back to as close as possible to your normal routine.
Yeah. And so you identify something that you can either put off or something that you can just eliminate for the day.
That's right.
Sometimes it's as almost contradictory as it may seem, if you're running late in the morning and this morning may be a morning to skip the jog.
I skipped breakfast this morning.
Yeah.
Okay. So I skipped breakfast and I don't have a lunch.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's I can do something about that.
Right.
Not a big deal.
Right.
So you just, what things can I eliminate that I would normally do that aren't going to cause a huge problem?
Right.
And how can I get back on my regular schedule as quickly as possible?
Yeah.
But again, it's that mindfulness of doing things in a mindful way rather than an emotional way.
Right. Yeah, so that's the big key is recognizing it as early as you can.
Right.
For me, you know, the first time I recognized it was when I dropped my bag. I was like, okay.
Different day. Different kind of day.
Here we go. And because you can just feel that, okay, the something's the vibe, not right. And then the computer's okay, here we go. This is...
And that could have thrown you. You could have said, look at the bag, now the computer. And then emotions could have taken over, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So be cognizant of yourself. I like the word mindfulness that you use, because that's what mindfulness-based meditation, that's what all that is about. That's it's just being mm-hmm. in tune and aware and understanding of how you're responding to things and how you're reacting right. to everything in your environment. The more in tune you are with that, the mm-hmm. faster you can recognize it and the faster you can respond to get yourself back on track.
Right.
That's all right? Right. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll be back first thing tomorrow morning right. for right. No. back on our regular schedule and, right. mm-hmm. and posting things the way that we have been
right.
for the last few weeks. So.
At the correct time.
At the correct time. Okay. So I hope that's helpful for you all. Be mindful of yourself and your emotions, and we will be back in the morning to talk to you a little bit more about some stuff.
We will.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.